The Osgood Files, sponsored by Viking River Cruises, exploring the world in comfort. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It's easy to forget that there are still astronauts orbiting the Earth every day, and they are pretty amazing people who keep setting records.
NASA astronaut Peggy Whitson has blasted through glass ceilings, bending to outer space three times.
Rocketing towards the International Space Station.
More after this from Charlie. Astronaut Peggy Whitson was the first female commander of the International Space Station. She's tied the number of spacewalks by a woman at seven, has walked in space for over 46 hours, and I'm not sure if she wants to own this record, but at 57, she is the oldest woman ever in space.
Breaking records has never been my goal. I think it's important that we're continually pushing and showing that we can extend beyond what we have done before.
She talked with CBS's Elaine Cajano from her office on the International Space Station.
What drives you?
The advice I give young people is that you have to pursue something and you have to have fun along the way.
At which point she demonstrated a little mid-air horizontal spin.
What do you do on the space station when you're not working in your downtime?
Well, we have a phenomenal window in the cupola. It's a 360-degree view of the Earth, and it's just an incredible view. There's always something new, something even more beautiful than the last time.
Like all astronauts who spend a long time in space, she has to work out twice a day because of the crippling effects of zero gravity on bones and muscles. But when she finally returns to Earth this spring, Peggy Whitson will hold the record for the most time in orbit of any NASA astronaut, man or woman, over 534 days.
Space flight's good for age. I have a lot less wrinkles up here. It's a good place to be as you get older.
Well, as long as you can deal with the commute. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.